Have you ever felt sold down the river, betrayed or double-crossed by someone you trusted? Well, regardless of the pain of your betrayal, it could never match the anguish of the individuals who were the first to literally be sold down the river. Greetings, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. When the verbal formula, sold down the river, appeared in print in the 1830s, the river referred to one or both of two great American arterials, the Ohio and the Mississippi. Down these rivers, the flatboats, keelboats, and steamboats carried such commodities as grain and cotton from the heartland of the continent to the New Orleans seaport. Those valuables were, from there, shipped all over the world. Human cargo also came down the Ohio and Mississippi. Slaves sold at auction in Louisville, Kentucky, were transported to Deep South plantations to meet the global demand for U.S. cotton in the 19th century. For a slave to be sold down the river, far from family and into brutal working conditions, was a fearsome destiny. Harriet Beecher Stowe, Mark Twain, and Margaret Mitchell used the phrase in this literal context. But by the early 20th century, the expression expanded its territory to become a popular Americanism used for any example of betrayal. Next time on Christy the Wordsmith, what happens when you go up the river? This series is recorded and produced in the studios of KGLT-FM on the campus of Montana State University in Bozeman.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.